Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa Republican Senator Charles Grassley about the Renewable Fuel Standard and the Budget Act of 2013. This is part two of a two-part interview. If this does take place, how is this going to affect the economics in Iowa?
I believe that you're going to have some curtailment of production at ethanol plants, and with it, curtailment of employment, and maybe some of the smaller ones that don't operate as efficiently as larger ones may find that they have to shut down.
And then switching gears here, do you have any remarks regarding the Budget Act of 2013 or what they're calling the Budget Act of 2013?
I will vote no, based upon the proposition that it raises revenue, not from taxes, but from fees, and I'll talk about those in just a minute. But based on the fact that you can't raise revenue high enough to satisfy the appetite of Congress to spend money, and that we have a spending problem, we don't have a revenue problem. And where does the revenue come from? If we were raising revenue, as this bill does, on people that use airplanes going through the airport to make sure that we have security, and it was going to enhance the security, that'd be one thing. But if you're going to spend it today and next year, that's not right. And I'll only go into give you two examples. There's a dozen examples that I could give you. Another one is we have a government corporation set up to guarantee pensions. Corporations pay taxes into those pensions. Well, they're going to increase that tax, but it's not going to go to guarantee pensions where there's a real problem. It's going to go spend it. And then worse, all of this revenue that's coming in is being raised in a way where the amount of revenue you have to raise that you're spending in the next 2 years is spread out over the next 10 years. So I don't think it's very good business to spend in the year 14 and 15, money that you aren't going to get in until the last dollar comes in 2024 or 2023, whenever it is. So those are my reasons.
And is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners? Anything you'd like to say before the holidays?
Yeah, if I could, I'd like to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I hope people have a good holiday and remember our men and women in uniform, particularly those that are out of the country, can't be with their families. Remember their families, too, because if they have loved ones overseas, it's kind of a burden for the families back home. And thank the people during this period of time for their defense of our freedoms and liberties.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Iowa Republican Senator Charles Grassley about the Renewable Fuel Standard and the Budget Act of 2013. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.